Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The New York terrorist bomber is undergoing surgery after being
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The Democrats were well aware that I did not leak information. However, for a year, they stayed quiet.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes on Fox saying they've been successful at getting to the bottom of a lot of problems in government institutions. Just days after Republicans release a memo saying the Department of Justice abused its surveillance powers trying to damage the Trump campaign, Nunes says he doesn't mind the criticism because...
When you're being criticized like this by all the major networks and being attacked by the left... We know that we're getting close to the truth.
Democrats getting ready to vote on whether to declassify a rival memo that they've prepared. What caused that Amtrak train to slam into a parked CSX train on Sunday morning, killing two in South Carolina? That's what the NTSB is trying to figure out. The chair, Robert Sumwalt on NBC.
It appears that switch, the rail switch, was in a position that it was not intended to be in.
They're working to figure out whether or not it was human error. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget. And you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate, you don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
The president and his wife in Ohio talking tax reform, visiting a company that gave out $1,000 bonuses after a tax overhaul. Scheffer Corporation with 126 employees, each getting a $1,000 bonus. The president's visit focusing on a message on boosting the economy. And so it begins after the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Some members of the squad say they're not going to take part in that visit to the White House.
The Eagles winning the Super Bowl for the first time in the franchise's history, but citing opposition to President Trump, some of the players say they won't go to the White House. And among them is wide receiver Torrey Smith. He raised his fist on the field to show solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement and also expressed his disapproval of President Trump's war, as he puts it, against players who take a knee during the national anthem to protest racism. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And another government shutdown could be just 3 days away. Republicans and Democrats back in Washington working on another short-term funding bill as they work to strike a deal on the budget. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The Defense Logistics Agency at the Pentagon reportedly not able to document hundreds of millions of dollars of money it spent. An internal audit by Ernst & Young finds the agency can't account for more than $800 million in construction projects. They say the audit raises concerns about how the Defense Department can handle its $700 billion annual budget. A senator says if you can't follow the money, you aren't going to be able to do an audit. Defense Logistics Agency with 25,000 employees. A ship vanishes in the Gulf of Guinea. We get details from USA Radio's Wendy Kang.
An oil tanker carrying 22 Indian crew members and thousands of tons of gas was reported missing off the coast of West Africa, according to India's foreign ministry. The merchant vessel Marine Express went missing off the coast of Benin in the Gulf of Guinea. It is believed the ship, carrying 13,000 tons of gasoline, may have been hijacked by pirates. Nigeria's Coast Guard is also looking for the ship. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the International Olympic Committee refuses the request for 15 previously banned Russian athletes to attend the Olympic Games just days before they begin in South Korea February 9th. The 13 athletes and two coaches among 28 Russians whose lifetime bans for doping were overturned by the Swiss-based Court of Arbitration for Sport last week. They ruled there was insufficient evidence to show they'd broken doping rules during the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics. But the IOC says its review panel examined applications on behalf of those 15 and had lingering suspicions. This is USA Radio News.
And we're live in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're here at Hot and Hutterton, and it is February 5th. So we're turning the page of January, which is a great thing. And we have some commercials and some weather coming up. So stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hutterton every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hutterton provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, we're here for the weather. I'm not sure if we have our hot weather or not. I did see a hazardous weather outlook that I thought I should look, and it's for today, and it's already past us. So I don't know if you had any of the sleet this morning, but let me tell you, that was not some great weather. I know it was really spotty in some areas, but not so great. So this is what we're looking at today. We have had a low around 18, and looks like tonight it's going to be quite cold with a light wind, but a little bit of calmness in the evening. So we could all use a little bit of calmness. Tuesday, we're getting up to 38 degrees. So we have decreasing clouds, mostly sunny when we get towards middle part of the day, and a very calm wind. So that sounds good for Tuesday. So far, so good. Tuesday evening, we have a low around 24. Okay, we can live with that. It's below freezing, but it's not too bad. Now, here's the forecast of the week that I am not loving, and that is Wednesday. Snow before noon, then rain, snow and sleet, and then mixed freezing rain between noon and 1 p.m. It looks like if we hang in there, get in early, and then stay the day, the rest of the rain should come in after 1 p.m. with a high near 39. So I hope they're not going to be incorrect with that. Kept looking at the Super Bowl forecast during this past week, and it kept changing and changing, and it was a totally different day than what was predicted earlier in the week. So Wednesday's only 2 days away. We'll have to see if that is going to be spot on. But they're saying between snow and sleet accumulations, we're looking at 1 to 3 inches. Not good. Wednesday night, we're back to rain, likely mainly before 10 p.m. So all of that goes well. And then we get into Thursday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 31. Thursday night, we've got a cold night with a low around 15. But Friday, we have mostly cloudy days with a high near 34. So that's our weather for the week. I know sometimes on the weekend when they have snow forecasted, you know, I just skip that, right? I don't want to read it. But it looks like this weekend we have rain Saturday night, but Saturday during the day we have a high near 41. And Sunday, we have a high near 46. So break out the bathing suit weather and the beach bags. 46 is looking pretty good. I feel like we haven't had a very nice day like that in quite a while. So that'll be great. We're going to do another commercial, and then we'll be back in the studio.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, so we're back in the studio on our Turning the Page theme here. Best Buy just recently came out and told suppliers that it will no longer carry CDs beginning July 1st. And they say that the U.S. continues to decline in their digital sales increase for the CD market. So they, according to unnamed sources in this article that I'm reading on Yahoo Finance, it says that the business is only bringing in about $40 million per year for the retailer. Now, all right, so I don't have my degree in finance, but that sounds like pretty good, $40 million a year. And how much space do CDs really take in the Best Buy floor space? I'm not sure, but apparently they are going to cut the CDs from their stores, but they're going to carry vinyls. So sometimes I really feel like I am in a parallel universe. Vinyls went away, and CDs were the thing of the future. Of course, I believe 8-tracks might have been in between after vinyl and before CDs. I don't think they're coming back next, but perhaps since vinyl is coming back, we'll be going back to 8-tracks for some retro sound. They do say that the vinyl sounds is the best sound for music. And I know that there are a lot of products, markets flooded with the old-fashioned vinyl turntables, the 33 and a third records, and the 45. So it looks like that's been going on. According to this, it says that the digital options for purchasing music in the last several years, they have been overtaking the sales of the CD so much from 2015 on. So I don't know if other people will follow suit, other retailers, but what does this mean for the industry? How much sales are artists generate from CD sales? I don't know. And it says that Target sales is also pushing for a change in CD sales from suppliers. So I don't know what this means for music. But in light of that, I brought in a whole selection of CDs. So that's what we're going to be doing in the next few minutes here, listening to some oldies but goodies on our CD selections. I always like looking at the CDs, and they were so much easier to store. All right, here we go.
It's called Turn the Page. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, and...
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Will you walk into a restaurant strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold? You
pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches, is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered, you don't dare make a stand. Here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing the star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. As the sweat pours out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am, on the road again. There I am, up on the stage. Here I go, playing the star again. There I go, turn the page.
So we are turning the page here in the studio, trying to figure out what the loss of CD sales in a major retailer means for the music industry and for us. If you don't like to download all of your music, or if you have the challenge that I have with the recent addition of Alexa to my household, yes, those commercials definitely work. And now your phone music is one provider and your Alexa music is different. And apparently never the twain shall meet. So it's not as simple as just popping the CD in for your surround sound. Everything is pretty segmented with the different suppliers. So always like to easily store the CDs. So I don't know what it means or how much sales are generated for our musical artists. Plus, we just love those books on CD. So I guess we're going to have to download a lot more of those. And we will be playing CDs throughout our hour segment here. But right now, we do have to do a commercial break. Then we're going to be talking about an upcoming event to the town of Clinton, a parade. I'm going to give you some details on that. So I hope you stay with me, because I'm here by myself today. Or you could call in 908-237-0410. Let me know the last time you bought a CD.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back in the studio right now talking about an upcoming event in Hunterdon County, the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, and they have an upcoming St. Pat's Day parade, so St. Patrick's Day parade that really looks fun. We talked about it on the radio last year when it was coming. So it's the fifth annual Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. Did I get that right? I hope I got that right. There was a lot of F's and S's in there. And they're sponsoring the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Clinton. It is Sunday, March 11th at 2:30 p.m. And they do have a sponsorship packet that's available on their Facebook page and also on their website, which is www.fssphunterdon.com. So we can make sure that we share this on our page as well, but really they have some photos from past events and it looks like a really, really good time. So there's definitely men in kilts and there are bagpipes. So I don't know how much better than that you can get in the town of Clinton that is picturesque just to begin with. And they usually honor, or at least in past parades, they have honored Special Olympic champions. So sounds like a great organization. There's another event that they do that we usually promote on their page. So they do some scholarships and it looks like it would be a great community event to support them and the work that they do. Let's see. They promote and preserve Irish American culture. And it looks like they are able to provide some funds for individuals in the community just to try to help them meet their basic needs. And some examples, they donated money to a student from North Hunterdon that was fighting breast cancer. They are able to provide winter clothing for a single dad and his children. They've done heating oil and scholarship for seniors from North Hunterdon High School, and also helped out a shelter for abused women and their families. So it looks like they support a lot of charities and, you know, in the community and locally here. And it's their fifth year of the parade, so I hope everyone goes out to this event. And again, the details of that are on, does anyone remember here? They are March 11th at 2:30 p.m. in downtown Clinton. So definitely looks like a fun time. And we already have something on our Facebook page about it, but we'll post it again today to make sure that everyone is familiar with it and can partake in a parade. Some music sounds pretty good. So we have a couple other things to talk about today in between some music. And one of those things is about the flu epidemic. And perhaps you saw this morning in Branchville, we're going to look it up right now. They actually had to close 4 schools because of the flu epidemic. So it's a real thing here. We really hope that our number, which is number 6 with percentage of flu cases in Hunterdon County, we hope that gets lowered. I was reading several articles about the epidemic and some information such as antibiotic bags weren't available across the country and masks were in shortage. But it looks like in New Jersey, things are being handled. So we're going to do a commercial and then we'll be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, we're back and talking about the flu outbreak and virus. And I was trying to find out what town these schools were closed in New Jersey. And I believe it was Somerset County. So let's see. Yes, flu outbreak among essential personnel closed 3 schools Monday in a Somerset County school district. So that was Branchburg. Okay, so it's very, very important. An article I was reading said that it is not too late if you wanted to get the flu vaccine.
School system
that
in
it would still
County
be very
shut down this morning because of the flu.
Helpful. Here's
that's right.
The article
and for more
here.
Details, we're going to Sally and Mosey, who's at Branchburg Middle School, getting more information for us right now.
Well, Carissa, it is a battle that has been waged across the country. This flu season is severe. It's fierce out there. And in this case, it was the bus drivers with the flu that have shut down all 3 Branchburg Township schools. It did catch many by surprise.
It's all about the buses. There is no epidemic in the schools. It is only among the bus drivers. And the issue was a transportation issue, not specifically a flu in the school's issue.
Last night around like 6, we got a text saying there was no school because of the flu.
I was kind of excited, but yeah, I was just so sad because like I know that most of my class was actually getting the flu.
The Lavandas are not the only ones with mixed emotions since school in the township was closed because 1/3 of the bus fleet called out sick. The schools included are Branchburg Central Middle School, Stony Brook, and Whiten Elementary School with a combined enrollment of about 2,400. That's not including the staff. The State Department of Health reports that there have been close to 5,000 flu cases confirmed here in New Jersey this season, with 1 reported flu-related death, a 4-year-old girl from Central Jersey who died in December.
So that is our flu update. So it was essential personnel, not administrative personnel, but actually the school bus drivers that had the flu. So we really have to be concerned and to try to take precautions, wash our hands, the germs. A colleague of mine constantly having the antibacterial things, which, you know, there's some articles that say you shouldn't do that too often. So it can be a little confusing, but common sense is definitely the best way to go. I do have to do our news update here. I know with the train derailment this morning, that a lot of people are concerned and would like to hear a little bit more about the news. So I'm going to do our news and then we'll be back with some more music and information.
You USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The memo, again, it simply deals with a potential abuse of a FISA warrant in the case of Carter Page.
Republican Representative Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania on CNN this morning, as the president says that memo released on Friday clears him in the Russia probe. Dent disagrees.
It really doesn't speak to the underlying issue of the Mueller investigation, which is Russian intervention in our election.
Republicans releasing a four-page memo on Friday saying the Department of Justice abused its surveillance powers trying to damage the Trump campaign. Now Democrats voting on whether or not to release a counter memo, which could be out at week's end in Cincinnati.
America is once again open for business.
The president talking tax reform at a company that gave $1,000 bonuses to employees after the tax overhaul.
I signed into law, your paychecks are going way up. Your taxes are going way down.
The president's visit focusing on a message on boosting the economy. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Congress is back at it today and facing another government shutdown. Republican leaders want a six-week funding bill to keep things running till March 23rd, but have to pull it all together by Thursday. Mitch McConnell telling reporters at the Republican retreats.
I don't think we'll see a threatened government shutdown again over this subject. One of my favorite old Kentucky country sayings is there's no education in the second kick of a mule. And so I think there will be a new level of seriousness here.
Disagreements over immigration taking down the government for nearly 3 days, and Democrats want an immigration deal passed before agreeing to a budget caps deal. The House expected to vote tomorrow on a continuing resolution to keep the government running before Democrats leave for a planned retreat on Wednesday. A parade is planned for Wednesday morning as the Eagles celebrate their first Super Bowl victory in franchise history. And they predict it'll be an awesome party for fans and players, but there's some cleanup that has to happen first as police report vandalism and injuries as fans head to the streets to celebrate after last night's victory. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my Blue Blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
A strong but shallow earthquake strikes off the coast of Taiwan Sunday evening. USA Radio's Wendy King has the details.
Reports suggest that the earthquake could be felt in Taipei, the capital of Taiwan. No casualties have been reported so far. Aftershocks with magnitudes between 4 and 5 rumbled across the country. The Taiwan News reported a total of 10 aftershocks, with the largest being magnitude 5.5. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
About 14 million Americans call in sick today, which conveniently is the day after the Super Bowl. Last year, 16.5 million Americans said they plan to call in sick because of the game. This year's numbers may be skewed and have nothing to do with the Super Bowl. An Illinois man that denies the Holocaust happened is running for Congress. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Arthur Jones has called the Holocaust a racket and a lie, and he faces no Republican opponents in the race for a heavily Democratic district seat to represent parts of Chicago and its suburbs, the party primary to be held on March 20th. Jones' website says there's no proof that the Holocaust happened. He claims survivors' accounts of the genocide are propaganda. He also praises the Confederate flag on his website, saying it represents, quote, a symbol of white pride and white resistance. Despite Jones appearing to be poised to claim that GOP nomination, the Illinois Republican Party says it's not supporting him. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office in a beautifully restored building that is our studio right now. And it's lovely to come here to the large house because the work has been really such a transformation to see such progress in such a short time. And things are going on and happening every day and lots of excitement here. And certainly a lot going on our news. And we're talking a little bit about another change in the industry. And, you know, perhaps we're talking about it because at the same time that CD sales are being eliminated from one of the larger technology box retail stores, they're indicating that the vinyl sales will continue of records. And that's pretty interesting and ironic because the vinyl sales stopped to make way for 8-tracks and then CDs, and now the CDs will stop because of a digital media availability. And you can't help but wonder if in 10 years someone will be doing a show about the CDs that are returning to market and something else will be eliminated. So I guess it's all about timing. When I reflect and think about this, something becomes obsolete, but then they realize the radio songs and things on CD, they realize that what really was amazing music on these vinyl records, they can't be reproduced neither on the digital media nor on a CD. So they're coming back. They're gaining popularity. Many people have never, in fact, given up their vinyl records. So I think it's just an interesting thing to look back on and see trends that return. And, you know, perhaps progress is really an illusion. And it all just depends on the timing of things to see if you're a fad or if you fade out. And so we have it. I don't know if anyone wants to call in today and tell me about the first CD they purchased. But if you do, I'm in the studio by myself. I was hoping to have a call in from Dan, who's coming to do a show in March, but he's not able to call in for a quick segment. So we'll have to wait until March. So in the meantime, we are playing music, talking about current events here in Hunterdon and Somerset County, of course, and listening to our soon-to-be obsolete CDs. And we have to wonder, should we keep them in a closet and wait it out another 20 years and see if they come back? Or do we eliminate them and just gradually get them out of our living space? So I don't know the answer to that one yet, but we're going to continue to listen to them at least today here at Hot in Hunterdon.
Disconnect your telephone line. Relax, baby, and draw that blind. Kick off your shoes and sit right down. Loosen up that pretty French gown. Let me pour you a good long drink. Ooh, baby, don't you hesitate, 'cause tonight's the night. It's gonna be alright, 'cause I love you, girl. Ain't nobody gonna stop us now. My heart's on fire.
desire. You should be a fool to stop this tide. Spread your wings and let me come inside. Cause tonight's the night. Oh yes it is. It's gonna be alright. Cause I love you girl. Ain't nobody gonna stop us now. Just let your inhibitions run wild. The secret is about to unfold. Upstairs before the night's too old. Yeah, yeah. Tonight's the night. Oh, yeah. It's gonna be.
And that just goes to show you about the industry and the irony of it all. Rod Stewart with the, I don't know what you would even call that, the Jazz Collection on a CD. So it is on a CD and it is Rod Stewart and I do own it. So I'm totally owning it today, listening to it on the CD. And perhaps I should go try to find out. A lot of these albums were never produced on vinyl. So I'm going to have to kind of figure that all out. I wanted to talk about a few other things today. Serious things that are going on in Hunterdon County. One of them is about the Edna Mahan prison, and there have been recently some different arrests, you know, certainly with some issues of people being criminally charged with sexually abusing inmates. And whenever there is poverty, I always know that there is usually many, many more barriers. And sometimes those are social justice barriers. Sometimes those are limited or infrequent access to resources. Sometimes it is not having the most up-to-date safety standards in a vehicle because you can't afford the newest vehicle or you can't afford the one with the, you know, 8 different or 15 different passenger airbags. And sometimes it's you can't afford insurance, and then something terrible happens and you don't have the fund. You didn't have the initial funds for the insurance. You certainly don't have the funds for the replacement. But it is also, of course, sometimes abuse, sexual assault abuse, not being able to report a crime or not having enough resources. All of these things can make it very difficult when you're in poverty. And certainly if you're in prison, your ability to be heard is certainly diminished. So I wanted to talk about a few things going on with that, but we do have to pay the bills here. But we will be back after the commercial, and we have more CDs. Stay with me.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterton is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterton County's businesses. Advancing Hunterton engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterton, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterton.
All right, we're back here in the studio talking about some Hunterton County news, and that is at the Edna Mahan Correctional Facility, which is in Union Township in Hunterton County. I remember when it was considered part of Union Township to the detriment of having all of the residents categorized as low income for Township of Union. So that has since been corrected by legislation, and they're no longer, the residents there are no longer considered to be residents of Union Township, but residents of the state. And in that prison, which is the only correctional facility for women that have the highest ranking, security, highest security, I guess you would call that. They did have a senior correction officer that was arrested within the last 2 days or so, and was arrested from the Hunterton County Prosecutor's Office, Special Victims Unit, and the New Jersey Department of Corrections, Special Investigation Division, and the Hunterton County Prosecutor's Office. He had worked at the facility since September 2000, and it's alleging that he had sexual relationships with some of the inmates. And this is, I believe, by my count, the fifth correctional officer from that facility. So at what point is the state going to perhaps do a more extensive investigation? And unfortunately, it was even hard to find this article. It didn't come up in Google searches, and a lot of people may be unfamiliar with what's going on there. So I hope that just because people are incarcerated, that we still can hear them and listen to them and understand that terrible things happen while incarcerated, and it's our duty to make sure that their rights are protected. So I hope you all will pay more attention and perhaps follow any of the stories to make sure that the investigation is as extensive as it should be. The other Hunterton County news I wanted to share is that the Hunterton County Walmart in White House is going out of business at the end of the month. So I was surprised to learn about that, because that Walmart had been there for quite some time, and I don't think that there is another Walmart that's that local. I think you would have to go to Flemington, And if you didn't go to Flemington, I'm certain there's one in Bridgewater, although I've never been to a Walmart in Bridgewater or seen one. I have to think with that kind of market that there is an existing Walmart. So it didn't say in the articles that I've read if all of the individuals would be transferred to another unit. It said it hoped that they would, but it certainly did not guarantee any employment, and I'm not certain if there will be some layoffs. But if you do have any pharmacy items, the pharmacy is closing even earlier than the end of the month, so you may want to contact them or find out about transferring your prescription to another Walmart store so that it will not be a hardship for you. And at least it was more noticed than when the Sam's Club recently went out. So we have those Hunterdon County news items coming up. We're going to do a little more music here in the studio on another CD. And yes, I do own all these CDs. I know you probably don't want to know all of the CDs in the studio today. We're going to just take it one at a time here today. And we're going to pick, we have several here. I think we're doing the oldies today, I think. So we're going to stay with it. Enjoy our music, our CD music, soon to be obsolete. for a minute there, I thought, boy, that CD sound really is terrible. No wonder they're eliminating it. And then I realized it wasn't Billy Squire, but we still have Rod Stewart going on. So that was pretty good. I don't know if anyone caught that. If you were, well, thanks for paying attention to me here today. So just to wrap up, we're getting ready for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour here, and I'll be going off the air. But look, the sun is out. It's actually still light out for a while. Couple months I was leaving the studio and it was pitch black out. So we're in a new month. We're in February. So we can certainly turn the page that way. You should look into the flu vaccine because in Hunterdon County, we are the sixth highest cases of flu epidemic right now, currently in the last week. And check out some of the things going on to make sure that we all have an equal voice, including the sexual abuse that's seems to be going on at or has happened in the past at the Edna Mahan State Prison, maximum security. I could not think of that. Obviously, I don't have that prison lingo down, for which I am eternally grateful. And there's a nice story on the Hunterdon page about a search for a woman from Patterson who's been missing for 2 months. And it was so nice to see the community come together. She's a working mom living with her dad and raising her son, and was on her way to work one morning. Father heard some noises, and unfortunately, they think it was foul play, but they don't know exactly what happened to her, Shania Coley. So they are still looking for her. And I want to give a shout out to Clearview Communication for donating the billboard and for all the leaders in Patterson that are making sure that they can help to bring Shania home. So take a look on our Facebook page, and we will be in the studio next week. I'll have a guest from New Jersey Shares to talk about their ice sculpting event that is going on with the New Jersey Devils and what they're doing to help New Jersey residents stay warm with this very Arctic and bitter blast of cold. Thanks for hanging out and listening to the CDs with me today. One more on our way out.
Love never lasts. You just carry on and keep moving fast. I pulled off the highway and rolled into town. I'm just fancy free, babe, and I travel around.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The memo, again, it simply deals with a potential abuse of a FISA warrant in the case of Carter Page.
Republican Representative Charlie Dent of Pennsylvania on CNN this morning. As the president says, that memo released on Friday clears him in the Russia probe. Dent disagrees.
It really doesn't speak to the underlying issue of the Mueller investigation, which is Russian intervention in our election.
Republicans releasing a four-page memo on Friday saying the Department of Justice abused its surveillance powers trying to damage the Trump campaign. Now, Democrats voting on whether or not to release a counter memo, which could be out at week's end in Cincinnati.
America is once again open for business.
The president talking tax reform at a company that gave $1,000 bonuses to employees after the tax overhaul.
I signed into law, your paychecks are going way up. Your taxes are going way down.
The president's visit focusing on a message on boosting the economy. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated, hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
Congress is back at it today and facing another government shutdown. Republican leaders want a six-week funding bill to keep things running till March 23rd, but have to pull it all together by Thursday. Mitch McConnell telling reporters at the Republican retreat.
I don't think we'll see a threatened government shutdown again over this subject. One of my favorite old Kentucky country sayings is there's no education in the second kick of a mule. And so I think there will be a new level of seriousness here.
Disagreements over immigration taking down the government for nearly 3 days, and Democrats want an immigration deal passed before agreeing to a budget caps deal. The House expected to vote tomorrow on a continuing resolution.